Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Boy, how things have changed. The term naked once meant innocent, selfless, and perfect according to the Holy Scriptures. The man and his wife we read from in the garden were both naked and were not ashamed. Moses records at the end of Genesis chapter 2 how they lived in this existence blissfully unaware of their own exposure and their own vulnerability. Different from guilt, however, shame includes an unhealthy preoccupation with oneself. That Adam and his wife were unashamed, though they were naked, makes sense because they didn't have that level of self-awareness that comes from sinful, selfish navel-gazing. But then, as soon as they sinned, they were aware. Their eyes were opened to a new reality. Sure, they knew good and evil, knowledge their Creator had withheld purely for their good, but now they also saw something else. They saw that they were naked, exposed, vulnerable. And when their eyes inclined toward themselves for the very first time, the Scriptures record that they are ashamed. Boy, just look at me, Adam thinks. Look at me, his wife muses. But each is too preoccupied with himself or herself to notice the nakedness of the other. Sin, dear friends, does just that. It curves our gaze inward on ourselves. What could Adam and Eve do? Well, hide themselves, they hoped. Fig leaves hastily stitched together before their flight into the garden, away from their Creator, were the garments that they chose. But fig leaves cannot hide sin and the guilt it brings. So after God exposes the pair from their shamed hiding, after he elicits their acknowledgement, although not their confession of their sin, and after he doles out the curses upon the serpent and the two sinners, he then upgrades their wardrobes from bloodless fig leaves to garments which he crafts from skin. And so the two learn quickly that God was not wrong when he promised death at the moment they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But, the Scriptures record, he mercifully stayed their executions, their own deaths, by shedding the blood of an innocent animal from which he took the skin that covered their skin. The shamed exposure of the man and woman. Their nakedness would be covered at the cost of an even deeper nakedness. For what could possibly be more exposed than an animal which has been stripped of its skin? And so the first death, this first bloodshed, happened at the hand of the Creator himself. And it happened to grant these rebels the luxury of hiding their shame behind the innocence of another creature. Now, though we would never admit it, this is the true nature of our sin. We want to hide our shame behind pious-seeming fig leaves. But these fig leaves will not do. No matter what you do to delete your metaphorical browsing history, you can't hide your shame or obscure your guilt from the eyes of an all-knowing God. No matter how much we try to couch our gossip in thinly veiled requests to pray for this person, those words remain reputation-damaging slander against your neighbor, and they render you guilty before a holy God. No matter how you dress up your greed, calling it just getting what is rightfully yours, it is still greed. No matter how many excuses we make as to why we can't make it to worship on Sunday morning, those excuses do not allow us to receive the gifts which God delivers in his house. They certainly can't hide our sin. The fact that, well, Pastor, everyone else does it, is nothing more than a flimsy fig leaf. Brothers and sisters, Repent of these things. Repent of all the fig leaves that attempt to hide your sin and trick you into thinking that you are somehow blameless. Sin, we read in the scriptures, can only be covered with skin. No one knows what that animal was in the garden from which the Creator peeled its innocent hide in order to hide the exposed and vulnerable parts of Adam and his wife. But given the way in which immature ovine offspring are often selected to be Passover sacrifices in the tabernacle and in the temple, it's not unreasonable to suspect that the very first animal to die, flayed of its skin to stave off death for mankind, was a lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, John the Baptist declared of Jesus. Behold, the fulfillment of every lamb who has had its throat slit to render it a sacrifice in the temple. Behold, the fulfillment of every Passover lamb roasted and consumed the night before God brought his people out of slavery. Behold, the lamb who is not actually a lamb, but a man. Behold God with skin. Behold the man who was scourged by the Roman soldiers with their evil flagrum, a device designed to shred the skin away from the back of the whipped one, tearing the flesh away so deep as to expose the innards. Behold the man on whose head the soldiers pressed a crown woven of thorns to ridicule him as some madman who believed himself a king. Behold the man on whom they drape a soldier's filthy purple robe to mock him. Behold the man whom Pilate brought forth to say, "This, O Jews, is no king." Here is God with skin, clothed in the scorn of sinful humanity. Behold the man who is stripped naked and nailed to a cross. Behold the man whose clothing the soldiers divided among themselves. Behold the man for whose seamless tunic the godless gambled. Behold the man, God with skin, whose skin is shamefully exposed for all passerby to mock. Behold on the cross your naked God. Behold the man who will bear your sin and shame. Behold the man who will suffer in your place. Behold the man whose nakedness answers for Adam's nakedness. Behold the man exposed and unashamed, the man with nothing to hide, with no sin of his own to try to cover up or rationalize. Behold the man stripped bare for your sins, all of them. The one you try to hide and obscure, the ones you pretend are not there, the ones that cause the greatest shame. All of those sins hang there on the cross with this man, this God, this Jesus, who dies naked for you. Behold the man, totally stripped so that he might clothe you with a new skin. Behold the man who will cover your sin with his own righteousness. Behold the man who gives you himself to wear. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have now put on Christ. Behold the man who washes you clean in the waters of holy baptism, who dresses you with the robe of his righteousness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, wear his raiment. Put on the Christ. Your sin is gone, and your shame is removed. Your guilt is covered. Behold the man. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in this same Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.